The investigation continues into the unsolved murder of federal prosecutor Thomas Wales. He was shot to death in his Queen Anne home more than 16 years ago. He was 49 years old and the father of two. Today, the FBI and local officials held a news conference in Seattle where they increased the reward for information about the murder to $1.5 million. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan pleaded with the public to come forward with any details.
The smallest thing could matter. And don't think that you shouldn't have the courage to come forward. You should. It is the right thing to do, and we hope that you do it.
So why has this case gone unsolved for 16 years? We asked former CNN journalists David Payne and Jody Gottlieb. They're investigating the Wales murder in a new podcast called Somebody Somewhere. They took us back to October 11th, 2001.
Wales was working in his home office up on Queen Anne, as he did almost every night, and he was typing on his computer, and someone snuck into his backyard and shot him through his window.
It was a daylight basement window, so they shot down at a downward angle through the window. So there's a question about the shooter's capability, what they were able to pull off, which is fueling a lot of the speculation about whether a hitman was involved. And the only physical evidence that was left on the scene were casings and slugs that they recovered inside the house. So that's it. And that's what they've been working on all these years.
In your most recent podcast episode, you talk about a person who's been the FBI's leading suspect in this case for a long time. He's described as the pilot. Can you tell us about this person?
Sure. The pilot is and was the FBI's prime suspect, literally from day one. This was somebody that Tom Wales had prosecuted, and he was in the process of litigation at the time of his murder against this pilot. The pilot actually had been prosecuted by Wales. He had a case that was ultimately dropped by Wales, but he was so angry about that prosecution that he filed a lawsuit against the government to recover his attorney's fees. And there was a lot of bad blood between these two men and these two people. And so when the crime happened, everybody zeroed in on the pilot. They've searched his houses. They've given DNA samples, handwriting samples, fingerprint analysis, shoe analysis. They've done wiretaps. They have done everything to try to close the loop. And so the question is, why can't they close that loop? And one of the possible answers is maybe he didn't do it.
So we are 16 years on now from the murder of Thomas Wales. The case is unsolved. Why hasn't this case been cracked?
I think the reason that the case has not been solved is that the evidence is what I would call hairy.
Hairy?
Hairy. There's hair on every piece of evidence in this case.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning there are allegations that as early as the night of the crime, there was contamination of the crime scene. There are witnesses in this case who would provide testimony that cuts both ways, that both implicates and exculpates.
And they don't have the murder weapon. So I think, you know, oftentimes in murders, they have the slugs and casings and the weapon is eventually found. But there's been no weapon that's been recovered to date. So it adds a layer of complexity here, for sure.
So beyond finding out who's responsible in this case, what are the biggest questions you have at this point about Thomas Wales' murder?
I'd like to know why it's taken them 16 years. I mean, we've been investigating it and understand there are a lot of leads, but we'd like a little bit more information into why. I'd like to know if they explored any other theories outside the pilot. And I do wonder if they've been trying to sort of manhandle some evidence, and I don't mean in a nefarious way, but sort of make the evidence fit the pilot or whomever they think it is, and vice versa, as opposed to what does the evidence say and who does it link to.
Jody Gottlieb and David Payne are behind the new podcast, Somebody Somewhere. Both are former journalists with CNN.